stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight.
Preacher man, don't tell me heaven is under the earth. I know you don't know what life is really worth. It's an all that glitter is gold. After story had never been told. So now you see the light. Hey, stand up for your right. Come on,
get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight.
Most people think great God will come from the sky, take away everything and make everybody feel high. But if you know what life is worth, you would look for yours unhurt. And now you see the light, you stand up for your right. Yeah.
Get up, stand up.
Yeah, yeah.
Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up.
Get up, stand up.
Don't give up the fight.
Life is your right.
Get up, stand up.
We can't give up the fight.
Stand up for your right.
Lord, Lord.
Get up, stand up.
Keep us traveling on.
Don't give up the fight.
Yeah.
We're sick and tired of your ism, schism, game. Dine and go to heaven in Jesus' name, Lord. We know and we understand. Almighty God is a living man. You can fool some people sometimes, but you can't fool all the people all the time. So now we see the light.
What you gonna
we gonna stand up for
yeah,
right.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
You better
get up, stand up
in the morning.
Give it up,
stand up for your right.
Stand up.
Don't give up the fight.
Don't give it up, don't give it up.
Get up, stand up.
Get up, stand up.
Stand up for your right.
Get up, stand up.
Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight.
Get up, stand up.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right.
That's the sound of the police. That's the sound of the beast. That's the sound of the police. That's the sound of the beast. That's the sound of the police. That's the sound of the beast. That's the sound of the police. That's the sound of the beast.
Wicked overseer, your hot shot, you wanna get pops and be a savior. First show a little respect, change your behavior, change your attitude, change your plan. There could never really be justice or stolen land. Are you really for peace and equality? Or with my cars hooked up, you know you wanna follow me. Your laws are minimal, cause you won't even think about looking at the real criminal. This has got to cease, cause we be getting hyped to the sound of the police. That's the sound of the police. That's the sound of the beast. That's the sound of the police. That's the sound of the beast. There's a little truth. Open up your eye while you're checking out the boombox. Check the exercise. Take the word overseer like a sample. Repeat it very quickly and approve. For example, overseer, 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 officer, 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 officer. Yeah, officer from overseer. You need a little clarity? Check the similarity. The overseer rode around the plantation. The officer is on patrol in our nation. The overseer could stop you what you're doing. killed. And if you fight back, the overseer had the right to kill. The officer has the right to arrest. And if you fight back, they put a hole in your chest. They both ride horses. After 400 years, I've got no choices. The police don't have a little gun. So when I'm on the streets, I walk around with a bigger one. I hear it all day, just so they can run the light and be upon their way.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
That's the sound of the police. That's the sound of the beast. That's the sound of the police. That's the sound of the beast. Check out the message in a rough style. The real criminal on the COP. You check for undercover anyone, DG. But just give me a black man, they won't check me. Courage shine like the sun, but them jealous and them vexed got a jailboard wood. Black people still slaves up to today, but the black police officer, let's see it that way. He wants him salary, he wants it, so he put on a magic, he'll be for pain. My grandfather had to deal with the cops. My great-grandfather dealt with the cops. My great-grandfather had to deal with the cops. And then my great-great-great-great, when it's gonna stop? That's the sound of the police. That's the sound of the police. That's the sound of the police. That's the sound of the beast. That's the sound of the police. That's the sound of the beast. That's the sound of the police. That's the sound of the beast.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
Hello, and welcome to the Civil Disobedience Project this Monday morning here in Los Angeles. And, of course, it's Valentine's Day, and I give me a second to adjust the levels here. And this is Adam listening again to the Civil Disobedient Project right here on Kill Radio. If you need to get in touch with us, the number is 213-252-0998. You can also always fire Kill Radio Station on Instant Messenger. That's one good way to get a hold of us. For those folks out there that I know a little better that prefer to use my cell phone to talk to me, don't today because it's currently sitting in the back of our band's van because I left it in there last night and I didn't get into late. So I'm a little sleepy and dragging today, and I'm also forgot to bring in something that we were going to talk about on the show. So I'm going to do it off the top of my head and wing it because I think I can put together a reasonable enough argument perhaps without exactly what I want to read from, but I promise I'll bring that in later. But being that it is a Valentine's Day show and we are talking about Valentine's Day, and perhaps this is incorrect, but I generally equate Valentine's Day as a female holiday because I don't think guys dig Valentine's Day. I just don't know what it is. But with that in mind, I was trying to think about where that leaves women's rights, an issue of women's rights globally, not just here in the United States, in the year 2005, and where we're coming from and where we're going with that, particularly underneath the Bush administration. And what we're looking at is the basic argument for today. I'm going to talk about woman and conventional religion. I'm going to use religion a lot today, but I don't want to pigeonhole religion into an all-encompassing category. When I say religion, I'm talking about institutionalized mainstream religion. So just as a quick precursor to what I'm about to say or debriefer, I'm going to talk in a military sense. That's what we're talking about when we say religion today. I'm talking about the big dogs out there, and they know who they are, and you know who they are. So we're going to be speaking about that, not necessarily spiritual people, because I believe some of the most gifted people I've ever seen are, in fact, spiritual. But there's a big difference between institutionalized religion and spiritual people. But Irina wrote really tremendous things about it, and I've got some songs on the way that they're kind of like going to focus on that a little bit, but back to the musical portion you just heard, of course, our theme music, Get Up, Stand Up, until we record other theme music. Bob Marley is contributing that from the grave. And speaking of Bob Marley, there's going to be a Bob Marley festival being put on by the Axis of Justice Or maybe that's not correct, maybe being put on, but it's definitely affiliated with the Axis of Justice, and they're working out the logistics. I was just speaking with some of their organizers over the phone at the IMC here prior to coming in, and there's some good things going on. There also is another Axis of Justice Food Not Bomb benefit down in Venice. And if you'd like more information about that, check out, just go to Civil Disobedience website and shoot me an email, and I'll send you all the information back as I received it. So if something's wrong with the information, it's already secondhand by the time you got it from me. But always, this is brought to you by Grill Underground Productions, and that's who puts on the Civil Disobedience Project, and it's GorillaUnderground.com. You can get there from Kill Radio. Just click on the little link next to my show, take you to the website, and you can learn a little bit about. You'll see the Civil Disobedience website. Scroll down, there's a little thing, and it'll say Gorilla Underground. And when you click on it, it will take you where you want to go. So all these programs, and thanks to Radio for All, who is giving us a place to put this online. For those folks who've been trying to download the Civil Disobedience Project, many apologies. This is complete user error on behalf of myself, and I'm trying to get these updated online so folks will be able to listen to the Civil Disobedience Project at their leisure, those who can't tune in from 12 to 2 on Mondays. So we're working on getting that up, and check the website for the most up-to-date things. I'm recording this right now before I leave Kill Radio today. I should upload both of them on Radio for All, and hopefully it'll work. I just tried to fix the last link that was dead last week, and it may or may not work, but let's get back to the music right now, and then we'll start in with the argument. And you also heard KRS-One kicking the Sound of the Police. Love KRS-One and the whole Boogie Down Bronx program. That's what hip-hop is all about, folks. And what we have next is something a little different, but equally as spirited. We're going to take it to the Sioux Tribe, and we're going to play the Fast Sioux War Dance and bring it into Her Body, Her Decision by Behind Enemy Lines, and that's where we're going to pick up our argument from. So thank you for joining the Civil Disobedience Project. Shoot me an instant message, and we'll be on our way.
Oh,
Hey, welcome back to the Civil Disobedience Project, and sorry about the level problem earlier. I just fixed that, I believe, so apologies to that. Sometimes when we switch over from DJ to DJ, depending on the type of music and how hyped up and amped your show is, we have different levels going on here at Kill Radio, and that's what you get when you put a bunch of anarchists together in the same collective. We all have different things going on, so it's pretty cool, and that's what makes it great. It actually makes this sort of press and this sort of radio free, which is something that you don't see very often. When I was speaking with the folks there at Access to Justice on the phone prior to coming in, we were kind of laughing about how hard it is to get anarchists organized, which I know a lot of anarchists is going to get upset with me, but I'm slamming myself. But left-wing folks like us in general are kind of laissez-faire cool, you know, we'll get it done. And we did, and I believe that a lot of good things get done that way, and less heart attacks and less sort of Wall Street-esque things occur to us because of it. But it's kind of funny whenever you think about it. And anybody that's spent some time organizing knows exactly what I'm talking about. But usually they come together because these are folks that I see in the streets, folks that I see at events that make things happen. But we are very laid back. And particularly when you throw the West Coast flavor on top of that, we're very laid back, and it's pretty cool. Although I'm new to the West Coast, I already see it affecting me, which I could use being a little laid back because if not, I'm probably to give myself an aneurysm from yelling and ranting and just being too, type A about things. So, do you like that sound? Yeah, I got some instant message that says nice sound. People are fast on the instant message. Damn. Had a fast Sue War Dance, and after that, Her Body, Her Decision. Valentine's Day, I'm going to bring up, and I'm not the most romantic guy out there, and I will get that. And in fact, people are saying, what are you doing with your girlfriend for Valentine's Day? Well, I was like, of course, we're going to go to the Access of Justice benefit show on Friday. I think that's very romantic. And why the girls out there are looking at me like, what are you talking about? There I am generalizing. But anyway, really cool, though. Her Body, Her Decision by Behind Enemy Lines, representing Pittsburgh. And, of course, they were former – that's Dave from Os Rotten, the Os Rotten crew. Their new hardcore, it's a more metal-y kind of project, metal punk, it's cool. But Her Body, Her Decision, Not by the State, Man or Religion. I was going to read the whole lyrics to the song. If you've never read Dave's lyrics to his song or read his stuff in Slug and Lettuce, his song lyrics are like essays in themselves, and he gets them all into the song, and it sounds good. Being a lyricist myself, there's no way, and an essay writer, there's no way I combine the two. This guy has found a way to combine the two, and he does it more in Behind Enemy Lines than he does in Os Rotten. You know, Os Rotten is still more punk and anthemy, but in Behind Enemy Lines, it's like, damn, I just read an essay when I'm listening to the music. You really almost have to read along with it because it's kind of hard to hear. Of course, you can hear the things, you know, like, you know, it's her life, her decision, and which is the gist of our argument today. This isn't a pro-abort, like, it's not like, yay, go abort baby argument today. No, this is an argument about choices and government legislating morality. That's what we're getting at today. I'm not here to tell somebody saying, you know, I believe abortion's wrong. And I believe that as free individuals, if you feel that abortion is wrong, then you are well within your reason to do so. However, whenever people go to impose their dogma on somebody else is when problems start to happen. And not just people imposing dogma, state and legislation imposing dogma on people. You've got these crazy Jesus people, and I'm going to call George W. Bush a crazy Jesus person, because Christianity is one of the most closed-minded religions, period. And with that, it's like there's one God. There's one way to heaven, Jesus Christ. Don't go Jesus Christ, go to hell. And if you go to hell, we're going to save you from going to hell. And we're going to save you by censoring your music. We're going to save you by voting freedom first. We're going to save you by dropping a bomb on your ass to show you what democracy's all about, baby, because that's how we bring Jesus to you. And it goes the other way. And it's funny because, you know, when you have the fundamentalist Muslim culture, which you usher in the jihad through Al-Qaeda, which, wait a minute, Al-Qaeda connected to right-wing Christian corporate values. Oh, that's right. They all use offshore global banking. They're all affiliated with Texas oil companies. They are kind of close, and the more you look at it, the realize, wow, these guys are very close in methodology and ideology. One just seems to have the backing of the most powerful nation in the world, and we can drop less terrorists, forces of freedom, they're bombing from the air, and the forces of terror, of course, bomb from the ground, quoting the late, great Abby Hoffman. And when that comes to you, what you have is two organizations that are almost the same, and they're legislating how you think. Thought crime. That's it. It's 1984. This is Orwell stuff. We're guilty of thought crime. For thinking a certain way, you will be persecuted. And with the deregulation that we have going on, not just a big business. I could go and we're going to do an economics lesson on the Civil Disobedience Project on another day on deregulation. However, regulation deregulating things like how you think, you know, and actually we're regulating, not deregulating. I should change that around. Regulating ways in which you can do that and ways that you can impose that upon somebody else. And thought imposition is dangerous. It's dangerous. It's dangerous. And I can't say it anymore. I can't say it any less. And when you go with that, many bad things can happen, particularly when it's backed with the police department, particularly it's backed with the CIA, FBI, whoever you are. You have to think a certain way. I just read a wonderful essay on the Waco compound incident and how the FBI had every chance under the sun, or the FTA, or whoever those Nimrods were down there. They were all working in conjunction. Had every chance to solve that quietly, but they needed something better, and their actions actually led to children being dead. Not cult actions didn't lead children being dead. I'm not saying yay Davidians, because obviously I don't agree with any sort of that sort of value system either. But what I am saying is that there's ways to de-escalate problems. And every time I bring up law enforcement, I say the same argument because it can't be said enough. You can de-escalate situations, but the moment that you back something into a corner and you go in with force and you use fear as a tactic, people are going to fight back. And when you fight back, bloody, nasty things happen. You can and it's like, what are you trying to do? Are you trying to impose your particular set of laws, your particular set of ideology through force, or are you trying to de-escalate freedom? And the reason is we are trying to put fear and regulate according to fear, and we're not trying to de-escalate situations. We're trying to wipe you out if you're not going to bow down to the fists we're dropping on you. And that's typical. It's typical from the patrolman that pulls you over up until you know, the highest ranks defending the WTO and your World Banks and so forth. And it all goes back to all the fights, and one of those fights is the woman's body. And I'm sure women are very pleased that their body has become part of this struggle. And it's great, and we're going to get into the biblical aspects, we're going to get into all those aspects, but again, we're going to get back to the music. This is the Civil Disobedience Project, radio on Kill Radio, Kill Radio Station's instant messenger. Phone number is 213-252-0998. You can always send me an email, you can send me an instant message if you'd like to talk to me. You can always talk to me at shows when 286 is playing. You can I'll be walking around at the Axis of Justice show on Friday. Please come speak to me. I like to hear. Media should be a collective. Media should be debated. It should be discussed. It should be analyzed. It shouldn't be spoon-fed by one person. This is Teddy Duchamp's Army. Knives.
Here's the evening broadcast of the Pittsburgh climatic data for today, September 6th. At 5 p.m., the high temperature 85, the low temperature 68, and there's a cool note to the nation. The sunset this evening, 7:44 p.m.,
thank you. We'll be right back. you ought to do for me.
Bang! Caught you looking for the same thing. It's a new thing. Check out this I bring. Uh-oh, the road below the level, cause I'm living low next to the bay.
Come on!
Turn up the radio. They're claiming I'm a criminal. But now I wonder how. Some people never know. The enemy could be the friend guardian. I'm now a hooligan. I rock the party and clear all the madness. I'm not a racist. Preach to teach the
cause don't they never had this?
Number one. Never wanna run about the gun. I wasn't licensed to have one. The minute they see me, fear me. I'm the epitome, a public enemy. Used, abused without clues. I refuse to blow a fuse. They even had it on the news.
Don't believe the hype. Don't believe the hype. Don't believe the hype.
Yes. Was the start of my last jam, so here it is again, another death jam. But since I gave you all a little something that I knew you lacked, they still consider me a new jack. All the critics you can hang on my hold the rope, but they hope to the Pope and pray it ain't dope. The follower of Farrakhan, he'll tell me that you understand until you hear the man. The book of the new school rap game, writers treat me like Coltrane, insane. Yes to them, but to me, I'm a different kind. We're brothers on the same mind, unblind, caught in the middle end, not surrendering. I don't run for the sake of riddling. Some claim that I'm a smuggler. Some say I never heard of ya. A rap burglar, false media. We don't need it, do we?
It's fake, that's what it be to you, dig me? Yo, Terminator X, step up on the stand and show these people what time it is, boy. Don't believe the hype.
It's a sequel. As an equal, can I get this through to you? My 98 booming with a trunk of funk. All the jealous punks can't stop the dunk. Coming from the school of hard knocks. Some perpetrate, they drink Clorox. Attack the black because I know they lack exact. The cold facts, and still they try to Xerox. The leader of the new school, uncool. Never played the fool, just made the rules. Remember there's a need to get alarm. Again, I said I was a time bomb. In the daytime, radio scared of me, cause I'm mad, plus I'm the enemy. They can't come on and play me in prime time, cause I know the time, plus I'm getting mine. I get on the mix late in the night, they know I'm living right, so here goes the mic sight. Before I let it go, don't rush my show. You try to reach and grab and get elbow. Word to herb, yo, if you can't swing this, learn the words, you might sing this. Just a little bit of the taste of the bass for you. As you get up and dance at the LQ, with some denied defiant, I swing bolos. Then they clear the lane, I go solo. The meaning of all the lats of media is the wax. As you believe it's true, it blows me through the roof. Suckers, liars, give me a shovel. Some writers I know are damn devils. From them I say don't believe the hype.
Yo, Chuck, they must be on the pipe, right?
Their pens and pads I snatch cause I've had it. I'm not an addict, fiending for static. I see their tape recorder and I grab it.
No, you can't have it back, silly rabbit.
I'm going to my media assassin, Harry Allen. I gotta ask him.
Yo, Harry, you're a writer, are we that tight?
Don't believe the hype.
All to do for me.
Don't believe, don't believe the hype. Don't believe the hype.
I got flavor in all those things you know.
Yeah, boy, part two bum rush the show. Yo, Grip,
get the green, black, and red in. Gold down, countdown, and Armageddon. 88, you wait, the S1s will. Put the left in effect and I still will. Rock the hard jams, treat it like a seminar. Reach the bourgeois and rock the boulevard. Some say I'm negative, but they're not positive. Wonder what I got to give.
The media says this?
Red,
yo,
black, and green.
Yo, don't believe that hype. They got to be beating,
you know what
that
I mean?
Pipe. You know what I'm saying? Yo, the megas got them going up to see Captain Kirk like a jerk and they out of work. Let me tell you a little something, man. A lot of people on daytime radio are scared of us because they too ignorant. The truth that we pumping into them clouds, that brain cells, that they're spotting under them wooden skulls they call caps, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But the S1s are straightening it out quick, fast, in a hurry. Don't worry, flavor vision ain't blurry, you know what I'm saying? Yo, Terminator X! Don't believe the hype. Don't believe the
Yes, Public Enemies, Don't Believe the Hype. And there's a lot of hype going around with Flavor Flav and Brigitte Nielsen on TV. You can't help but turn around and see that. And I hope that some good comes of it, being not necessarily a marriage of the two, unless that makes them happy, whatever makes them happy. But I hope that some people go buy Public Enemy records that might not actually be familiar with Public Enemy. But you're back. It's the Civil Disobedience Project. This is Adam on this beautiful Valentine's Day here in Los Angeles. And my gift, I would love to give this, not only my gift, imagine that this has to be a gift in our culture, to all women on Valentine's Day should be to give them the right back to regulate their own bodies and to keep that out of religion and to keep that out of state legislature. Using the song Behind Enemy Lines track, Her Life, Her Decision, Not by the State, Man, or Religion. You're going to hear me say that a lot today because that's what it's all about. And that basically is the thesis of our show today. So let's get into religion. After I announced the songs we just played, we played a little bit of Teddy Duchamp's Army, which is now Voice in the Wire. Check them out on Eyeball Records. Backbone by Reducer. We played some Sketching Picasso's Skull by Despite Best Intentions. And some Don't Believe the Hype by Public Enemy. And I'm back here, the Kill Radio. You can send us an email. I see we've got a lot of listeners out there today. So it's 213-252-0998, not the email, that's the station number, obviously. And you can also send us an instant message to the Kill Radio station. I've talked to a couple folks already today. It's good to hear from you. So here we are, back, and we're going to see what... why religion in itself, and again, just for those who didn't hear our preface earlier, religion meaning big institutionalized religion, is at its very roots actually at subjugation to women. There's no other way to put it. And how do I know this, you might ask? Well, being a historian is one way. Being a objective onlooker is another way. And don't forget, I am also an ordained minister online. I am the Reverend Adam Jode. And if you would like to buy some salvation from me for $19.95, three is easy payments. We can work it out on PayPal via the Civil Disobedience Project website. And what I want to teach you guys all today is a little bit about the Word of God. So, quoting Corinthians 1, verse 11, 3, I would like to spout the word to you. I'm going to preach to you this morning. But I would have you know that the head of every man is Christ, and at the head of every woman is the man, and at the head of Christ is God. So for the ladies out there on Valentine's Day, they can realize that according to the unshaken Word of God, which was divinely handed down to man, so there would be no flaws in that biblical text. There's no flaws, no contradictions, no anything, because every word was guided by God through the hands of human writers. So that's it. It says it right here. The head of every woman is the man. So, according to your roots, Christian values, right there it is. And believe me, you can misinterpret or use biblical quotes any way you want. That many people use them. The Ku Klux Klan uses biblical quotes. But I'm reading the Word of God, and I'm looking at it right here, and that's the head of every woman is the man. So, I guess then that gives man the right to dictate whether or not women should get abortions. Seems kind of strange, doesn't it? Well, that's... not that strange, because never underestimate the power of the Christian's rights voting capability. All hail George W. Bush. You can see it anywhere. You can see it in our whole policy making. But let's not stop. Let's go to 1 Timothy 2:11. Let the woman learn in silence, in all subjection. But I suffer not woman to teach, nor absurd authority over man, but to be in silence. So according to 1 Timothy 2:11, you have another quote to show women that you are indeed subservient by very roots Christian values. There you go. I'm taking the Word of God, and the Word of God has not been misinterpreted, because the Bible, according to your religious fundamentalists that I've spoken to, has not been messed up, and it has not been spoiled by the hands of man due to any sort of historical or that little game in telephone, you know, when you say one thing and it ends up in the classroom, the other side's completely changed. Doesn't happen, because it's the Word of God. Not even in translations. It's the Word of God. And thou shalt not fuck with the Word of God. Love not being regulated by the FCC. Who? Maybe the FCC, maybe God regulates the FCC too. He seems to be regulating a lot of things these days. It's a good thing we've got all these right-wingers back there looking out for us, because one of the things they do, by God, we'll blow up your abortion clinic so you won't kill no more babies and send them all to hell. And we'll blow you up overseas if you don't worship Jesus. We'll blow you up for lots of things. And those are my particular favorite things that we blow people up for, because it always makes me wonder, wait a minute, you're blowing somebody up to save a life. Damn right, boy. Ain't you a patriot? You know, that's the kind of shit commonplace that I hear, and it brings me back to the redneck stuff. So we're going to play some redneck songs here in a minute, because I almost equate fundamentalist Christian values, the right, with redneckism. No matter how eloquent they speak, it all goes back to the same mentality, and that's really what it is. So if you have to put a label on it, I like to put that label on it, and like to do a lot of things like that. We could also get into the Mormons, where polygamy was a big deal, where you could have many wives. Wait a minute, again, that sounds a lot like the people that, the axis of evil that we have to fight against, those people. Right, that's right. We seem to have a lot of different things in common. But as we all know, the Mormon polygamy thing was dropped from their ideology whenever they were trying to get Utah into statehood, because the rest of the country's like, dude, you can't do that. And they decided not to. But not because they thought it was wrong. They decided not to because they weren't going to get their statehood in Utah. So we had to adapt things. But the same organization also used to have an incredibly racist doctrine until they changed that up. But hey, Joseph Smith knows. He has magic spectacles that he used to decipher all these plates. And it showed him the Word of God, because we didn't know it prior to that. So, with all this craziness in mind on this Valentine's Day here, where we grow fondest for our loved ones, one of the big things I want to give to the loved ones is their right to make a decision. Let me tell you something. This isn't let's go out and use abortion as birth control argument. Not in any way, shape, or form. It's an argument for people to allow to choose their own destiny, to choose their own path. And whatever repercussion comes from that within those individuals is up to those people to make inside their own minds. And it's not up to somebody else to regulate, particularly someone who's never walked a mile in anybody else's shoes. Because God knows, if that kid comes out and it's an unwanted baby, the same right-wingers that are going to be here to tell us you can't have an abortion will be the same people that are going to cut the fucking health care. They're going to be the same people that cut the welfare. They're going to be the same people that cut all the social programs that would make it possible for a single mom to raise that person in this society. But we're going to bring that baby into this world, and then we're going to cut the umbilical cord and say, fend for yourself, work or die, or some other stupid mentality that people don't understand, that are in positions where they've had a silver spoon in their mouth, where they're oil moguls, where they don't know what it's like to be hungry. Those people are making our policies right now, and they couldn't be so far further removed from what's going on right now. And you know what? That's what we're dealing with. And we're going to play the redneck mix right now. And that's one of my favorites.